The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
So, Nancy and Chuck walk into the Oval Office. The president looks over to his old friend Chuck. They all exchange cordial greetings. The president feels the awe of the office, and he wants to be as respectful as possible to his guests. He says to the Speaker of the House, "Nancy, can we build a barrier, a wall, steel slats to keep gangs, drugs, murderers out of our country?" Nancy says no. And despite what we've heard, the president gently stands up, looks at his guests, and says, "Bye-bye." And we love it, man. That's our president. It is time to stand strong, and President Trump has done it. I've had it. Keep it going, Al. Keep that going. That's our song, man. President walks out of the Oval Office. How great is that? Come on. Come on. They say he hit the desk. He didn't hit the desk. Whatever he did right. I'm telling you, I'm done with it. He's going down to the border today. He'll be on primetime with Sean Hannity tonight. But for goodness sake, I'm done with it. Because if one American is hurt by someone coming over the border, boom, whack it, build it. Come on, America first. It's our country, and we're going to stand up for it, and we're done with it. We're done with it. Oh, I thought that was great. I love when the president is very, very strong in his actions, and he was yesterday in the White House. Is it calculated? Do they have something up their sleeves? I don't know. You're going to let me know. 877-970-2999. Good morning. Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio, baby. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:07 on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Keith Ablow is with us. Dr. Jeannie Zeno, yay. She is a professor of political science at Iona College, senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. And Jeannie will be with us to talk about exactly what's going to happen. What is usually there's a game, an end game for Donald Trump, for President Trump. We'll see exactly what Jeannie is thinking. Danielle DiMartino Booth is on. She is a global thought leader on monetary policy. We'll see what's going on with the Fed. Seth Barron, associate editor of City Journal, project director of the New York City Initiative at the Manhattan Institute. Paid vacations, anybody? Yeah, sure. Mayor de Blasio, bring it on. Why don't we have free food? Let's have free housing. That's next. Who's paying for it? You and me. It's exactly what's going to happen. Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis will break that down for us as well. Can't believe Mayor de Blasio. He is campaigning for... Listen, when I say things like about Mayor de Blasio, this is not a personal attack. It's not personal. It's not personal. You take it very personal, Michael. It's not personal. It's just this is business. And I just say, he's like campaigning to be president, Mayor de Blasio is. Or I think vice president. I think the number two. And I think Governor Cuomo is getting very, very antsy up there in Albany because Mayor de Blasio is making all these headlines. But, you know, this is like, you know, Mayor de Blasio is a Marxist. He's a socialist and communist, as left as you can get, right, in the country. Yet New York keeps electing him, and all he's giving away is free stuff. The problem is he is just going to crumble. He's crumbled the whole middle class because we're the ones who pay for it. We're the ones who pay for it. And why can, and I ask you this, why can Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of the greatest city in the world, right? And you got to give Mayor de Blasio credit. It's the safest big city in the world. You know, Commissioner O'Neill, the NYPD, doing such a stellar job. But the reason that it's doing so well, the construction is doing so well, that the city is able to have a mayor that says you can have free everything, is because of the Donald Trump economy. Is that right? Is that funny? No one says, you know, since the president's been in, the economy economy has been really good, and I would like to, I'm going to give you free everything, you know? The problem is, it's so disingenuous when you say, 2 weeks off, here it is, right, I'm going to read it for you right here, and a good morning to you. It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock on January 10th. Busy day. I'm broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana, with my buddy Don Mattingly tomorrow. Mayor de Blasio, this is from today's news. Mayor de Blasio wants to make New York City the first city in the nation to guarantee paid time off. The plan would require private employers with five or more employees to offer 10 days of paid personal time. Where does he get? I got to watch my language. Where does he get the... whatever it is, the courage. Where does he get the gall? There's the word. Where does he get the gall to tell businesses what they got to do? Minimum wage is great. I believe it, you know, because I was a laborer. You know, all of us, we did labor jobs, right? I was a garbage man, sanitation engineer, and I loved it, man. And they paid us very well down the shore, by the way. We never even asked for anything. They always just paid us very well. And we weren't even union then, if I remember, you know. But now you have politicians telling private business people what to do, how to do it, who to pay, and how to pay. And what's happening, remember, our buddy Mark, I think his name was, he called from Harlem, and he said all the 7-Elevens are closing because they can't afford the $15 an hour. Now the neighborhoods are without little, you know, a Stop and Shop or a 7-Eleven or a just go-to convenience store. That's what will happen. And I think there should be a minimum wage. I think there's a part of Bernie Sanders in me. I'm telling you, there's a part of, I'm left of center with that, where the corporate greed of it all, that really bothers me. And you know, that's there in the airlines, in the pharmaceutical business, corporate greed. How much money can they make? I'm one of those guys, you know. But on the other hand, can we dictate to a small business person what you could do, what you can pay? Now you got to hire somebody and take the day off. Hey, Mayor de Blasio, you want to pay for that? You going to work for that? These politicians that are dictating to us, that are telling us what to do, whether it's Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, they don't have jobs. They don't have jobs. They're politicians. They work for us. And then they're telling us what to do in our private sector. And that's wrong. And again, you know, forgive me if it sounds pro-Trump, but that's what I like about Donald Trump, is because he was there. And again, good, bad, or indifferent, if you don't like him or not, or his business practice or whatever, he was one of the most successful business people in the history of New York, Donald J. Trump. And he knows that. And he knows what's going on. He understands the feel of that. So I can't stand when... these politicians tell us something. You know, what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm going to write a personal note to Jeff Bezos, because I'm telling you, I would marry that guy. If he's going through a divorce and he's worth $130+ billion, you know, this is it. Could I go to eHarmony.com with Jeff Bezos? And no prenup. Oh, maybe is Mrs. Bezos available? Hi, Joe Biscuit, FM New York. Yes. Hi, Mrs. Bezos. I'm ready. I am so sorry. I'm in a silly mood. I'm on my way to Indiana. Oh, and then Frankie. Well, I'm going to be on the air tomorrow. I want to be on the air. I don't want to stay off the air because I love you if you're listening. And I feel you. I can feel you. I can feel the energy. We're on the air. God, by the grace of God, everything's going great at the radio station, AM 970, right? And we can't do it without you, right? So then when I go to Evansville, I could take the day off. I ain't going to take the day off. I'm going to get up an hour. It's an hour earlier, so I'll get up way early, and we'll hit the airwaves. I'll be on 5 o'clock tomorrow, 6 o'clock for New York, and we'll be out there on the air with you. I'm going to do the same, I think, when I go to the West Coast, too. I thought it was going to slow down in the new year. Forget about it. But it's all good, and you know what? I like to work. But today, I'm going to Mattingly Charity. If you get a chance to go online, Mattingly Charities, that is for the legend Don Mattingly, the captain of the Yanks. You know, all those years ago, Donnie Baseball, one of the classiest guys you will ever meet anywhere. And Donnie said to me, I see him at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards. And Donnie, I got a call from Rawlings, actually. Our buddy Mike Thompson said, Joe, you know, Donnie wants to ask you to go out to Evansville. This was earlier last year. And could you come out and maybe do a couple minutes and say hi? And then they're going to interview. And Harold Reynolds, another MLB star, will be out there. So we'll have some fun. You know, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it tonight. I got a show tonight. But yeah, I'm talking to you because I love you. And I see your phone calls already, 877-970-2999. The big story, though, is Al has a date with a platonic friend. Tonight, what is going to happen?
Welcome to the dating game. It's Joe Piscopo with Frankie Marano on the radio. What happens when a guy with a fatty liver from Clark, New Jersey, reaches out to a platonic friend? She says, "I like fatty livers." What happens when they meet and rendezvous in Red Bank? Stay till tomorrow on the dating game.
Fatty liver.
That's what you want to
see if they have liver on the menu tonight. See, now that would be funny.
I want liver. I want it to be fatty. Yeah. That's the way I want it. Oh,
some
Lord.
Nice fava beans.
Pop up a Chianti.
You're asking for trouble now. I said I had a chat yesterday with the doc. By the way, all good, by the way. I am such a hypochondriac. I want to go back to Al in a second, but I'm hypochondriac. But I know Al and Frank are young. I mean, at my age, everybody's young. But I have to tell you, if you're young, go for the checkup. They can see everything. They got sonar here, ultrasound there. They did the carotid arteries. What is it called now? The carotid arteries?
Carotid arteries.
Yeah. Well, they're not carotid, the arteries. They are. They're fine. Everything's great, thank God. And the doc says I got a heart like a horse. I don't know what that meant, you know. And don't do the joke out because I know where you're going, and don't even think about it. Thank you. So, but thank God everything's okay. But I said to the doc, I go, yeah, I got my news guy's going out with a platonic friend, and he rolls his eyes like, oh my gosh, everybody feels the same way. He's going to platonic friend, and I said, and it started. This is the biggest danger, I think, when you go across and somebody's tweeting you. If you get the word hey, H-E-Y, I'm telling you something. Listen to daddy. I know because I'm old and I made every mistake in the book. Hey. Yeah. And what was the first word you said to your platonic friend when you texted her?
Hey.
Yeah. Then boom, goodbye. Goodbye.
You know, I'm not writing a song and performing it, you know, to have dinner. Somebody I know did that.
I don't think hey is an indication of a problem. I think it's the fact that he's going to look. It's possible Al gets out of this dinner without damaging either of these two
dinner.
Marriages. But it's just it's you know.
Oh, she's married. Wait.
Yes,
she's married.
She's married too.
She's married.
See, that's what makes it more.
She's a recent grandmother.
That's what makes it more dangerous, Joe, because they're on the same level, the same plane. So it's not as if you have one person who's married, one person who's not.
Yeah.
They both have the same things to lose. They both have the same things to try to escape.
Does her husband know that you guys are together? I bet you not.
I have no idea. I don't know if she did. I'm assuming that she did.
Oh, see. Okay. All right. It's possible Al gets out of this without any irreparable damage to either of these two marriages.
What damage? We're going to dinner, and then I'm coming home.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Hello, baby. Hello.
That's not going to happen.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's just becoming less and less likely. The more we hear about
baby,
the circumstances
you look so good. I'd like to...
You know,
I'd like some fatty liver.
I'll tell you,
baby.
If I was actually hiding something, why would I be sitting here on 50,000 watts telling everybody that I'm going out to dinner?
Well, in fairness, right? We're not 50,000 watts till the sun comes up.
Yeah, there you go. I'd like some fatty liver with French fries, please.
The only thing that saves Al potentially here, Joe, is that because he's got a drive. How long is this drive for you?
It's an hour.
I think it is an hour. I think Joe's.
Exit 135. Red Bank is exit 109.
But so the fact that Al has to drive there means he's not going to be able to drink to excess. So that no, I'm serious.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, it means that's going to save you potentially from making some bad decisions influenced by alcohol.
There's no bad decisions. It's also going to save my wallet for not drinking that much.
Right. Okay. So those are
Dutch, like someone said on the air yesterday. Remember, that's an old term meaning. She's going to pay and you're going to pay.
Yeah, we'll split the check.
Oh, well, so that's a new thing from yesterday. Yesterday you were uncertain. Yesterday it was, I'm willing to pay for the whole dinner.
No. But you see, you don't understand. I'm always willing to pay if I go out to lunch with somebody, be it male or female.
No, but you're not going out to lunch. You're going out to dinner. It's a whole different element.
Frankie, has Al ever gone out of his way for you or I to get together for a second like this? When?
When we had his dinner at Michael's of Brooklyn to be free from cancer, he came to that. The list ends there.
My dinner. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. My dinner, because I was free of cancer, somebody who had planned the whole thing and was going to be there, was he there?
No.
Oh, that's right.
No, that only underscores Joe's point. That only underscores Joe's point. It's that Joe doesn't even go to the dinners that he arranges.
Right.
You're going out of your way to another city. You know, this is crazy. You're making this out
to be such a bunch of nonsense. Oh, Lord.
You're cruising for a bruising.
Right. I tell you, I see the phone calls. I see 877-970-2999. I'm going to ask Dr. Keith about this. I mean, this is
the
most in-demand psychiatrist in the country, and we will talk to him about, is it safe to go out with a platonic friend? Frankie and I love
We've got to get a lawyer for Al to consult with between now and this dinner as well.
I have.
Connors. Call Connors and Sullivan, please.
Arthur Idala has informed me
that. Oh, forget it. You don't get
it's fine. I should but, go.
Arthur gave you the okay?
Absolutely.
Unchaperoned. He knows it's unchaperoned.
Right.
Okay. Oh, man. Debbie, I don't know. It looks like
we're cruising for a bruising. I don't know. I trust him. I don't have an... I think I have a lot of platonic friends. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I'm sure you do.
No, Bev.
They're all really handsome, and who cares? They're friends.
Debbie's unmarried. That's the difference, Joe. That's the difference.
Yeah, but Debbie goes out. I'm sure Debbie has gone out to dinner with a married friend.
My friend Brian, but your situation is much more dangerous because you guys are both married.
This is a guy who got engaged to his significant other at a wine and cheese party with a bunch of strangers.
Kids. Let Joey give you some marital advice.
Don't do it. Cost too much. Don't do it. Run for the hills.
You don't have Bezos money.
Hey, by the way,
Mackenzie, how are you?
Is Mrs. Bezos available? Frank, could you find her?
Yeah, we're working on it. We have a request
as a guest. Hey, and I'll start. Hey, you want to go down to Red Bank?
She's on next Tuesday in studio. That would be hysterical.
Oh yeah, good idea.
So Mackenzie, what are my shipping options if I hang out with you? Yeah,
she strikes me as your type, Joe.
What are my shipping options?
I'd just like to say
that's great. Oh, it is. Hey, I'm Amazon Prime, baby. Here we go.
What?
621. Oh, my God. We have 4 hours. You know what? We have a lot to get into. Dr. Keith Abel is going to join us. Jeannie Zeno's on the show.
Strap in.
Yeah, baby. Put your seatbelt on. It's going to be a wild ride.
Just put out a statement opposing the Long Island City facility.
All right. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you this early in the morning. 621 on AM 970. The answer. Hiya, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let's take a ride out to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 11, getting into Portchester. That's an overturned tractor trailer. Do watch out for emergency activity at the scene. Still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on the Deegan, problem southbound right into the Cross Bronx with an accident there. And it's really busy right now as you take it over to the eastbound BQE, getting right into Cadman Plaza with a collision. A lot of stop-and-go traffic as well as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. Throgs Neck Bridge is also busy into Queens. Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard, an accident in the process of being cleared. And heading over to the inbound side of the GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Windy today with a high of 37. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the year of the cat.
America First, with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
You gotta go to Moe's, baby.
Love is a burning thing.
Oh, yes, Johnny.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
That's a platonic ring of fire right there, boy. I'll tell you something. We're talking about Jeff Bezos, head of Amazon, worth $130-plus billion, with a B, $130-plus billion. So he apparently, they're getting divorced, and it's an amicable divorce with his wife, Mackenzie. And how did, now, she's dating who, Al, did you say? He's dating who?
All right, so this woman is Lauren Sanchez. She has quite the colorful history here. She apparently was married to former NFL player, Tony Gonzalez. She has a teenage son from that first marriage. She was dating a Hollywood mogul, Patrick Whitesell. He's a Hollywood talent mogul. Yeah. She's a former TV anchor for Fox's Good Day LA. Quite an attractive woman, 49. She is also a helicopter pilot. Apparently, she got to know Bezos through her husband.
And a platonic dinner at Red Bank,
New
Jersey.
Apparently... The couple, this Patrick and Lauren, had socialized with Jeff Bezos and his wife for a few years because they have houses in Seattle. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Lauren was hired to work on one of Jeff Bezos' projects, Blue Origin, a space launch company, as a helicopter pilot. She had been shooting aerial shots for Bezos.
Yeah, but she has.
Oh, man. Now, my platonic friend does not have a helicopter. She's not a pilot. I am not hiring her for any projects. So,
I don't know, man.
Now, apparently, although they've been separated, Bezos and Mackenzie, for about a year,
and then Jeff
and Lauren apparently started dating. Apparently, this woman is also separated from her husband. So, I guess Jeff Bezos' soon-to-be ex-wife is well aware of the situation.
Yeah.
However, Washington being a community property state, meaning divorcing couples without an existing agreement, split their assets 50-50.
Frank, get Mrs. Bezos on the phone, will you please? That's what I need.
Divide two into 137 billion.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. You know, we're joking, and we wish them all the best. And I like that it is amicable. They're not screaming at each other via the media, you know. Dr. Keith Abloh will join us momentarily after Al does the news. I'm gonna actually ask Keith about the whole relationship thing. It's a minefield. By the way, you know, what's the adage, Frankie Fibros? I always tell you, what do you do in a relationship?
Stay with your first wife.
Bingo. Stay with your first wife, because you know what? You think, oh, I'll go here. Oh, I'll go there. It never works out. It's going to seem great at first. Oh, look at this. Oh, it's so exciting. Nope. And you're going to go right back to where you were, and you're going to go, I was happier before. It could have been. And stay with your first wife. It's just clean. The only good thing is you have beautiful children. And so, like I always look at my kids, and I'm always thankful to their mothers for blessing me with such beautiful children. Danielle DiMartino, Booth will join us. Seth Barron, Assemblyman Nicole Malliotakis. Will we take off for 2 weeks or 10 days? Do we get paid now?
We already have the paid vacation.
No kidding. Yeah. We do? I had no idea. Thank you, Sam.
Well, that's one of the problems with this legislation is most companies, if they can afford to offer their employees paid vacation, right?
Yeah.
So the companies that this is really going to hurt are small businesses that can't afford to offer paid vacation to their employees. There's very few ogre-like employers of 6, 7, 8 people that say, oh, we can afford to give all of you paid vacation, but we're just not doing it.
Well, wait.
Businesses in New York City want to attract the best talent that there is around the world, especially small businesses. So if they can offer an incentive for paid vacation, they do. All this is going to do is take businesses that can't afford to offer paid vacation, paid personal time, they're calling it, and mandate that they do. Yeah, so what's going to happen? Small businesses and mid-sized businesses are not going to be able to afford to remain in business here.
But wait a second. If you, let's say you work for a small company of 10, 15 employees, right? Or let's say it's 20 employees. And you never take vacation. So you work 52 weeks straight, and that person has to pay you. If you take 2 weeks off, the person was still paying you 52 weeks anyway. What's the difference? In other words, if you never took vacation at this company, you'd still be getting paid. The employer would have to pay you every week no matter what.
Well, the difference is the employer now has to hire someone to fill your shoes for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but if he's got 20 employees, somebody else picks up the slack.
The bottom line is this, guys. Don't dictate to me how to run my business from the government. The government can't do anything right.
That I agree.
Except
with.
For the military.
Yes.
The United States military, God bless them. The government can't do anything right. They are bungling. I know. If you want to slow up your life, deal with the United States government. Deal with the local government. Deal with the state government. People who cannot get real jobs in the real world go to work for the government. And God bless them. They have to make a living. I understand that. But you ever try to talk to the IRS? You ever try to talk to the State Department of Taxation? You ever try to talk to – do we have any voice in the tolls in when we go through in and out of New York? Do we have any voice? We have nothing to say. They just use us as on our backs. They will put tax after tax after tax, and it's disingenuous, and it's wrong for a politician to tell a small business person what to do. Let me go to Eddie before we break. He's been holding for a while. Good morning, Eddie. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Thanks, Joe. I wanted to find out. I read that the members of Congress still get paid even though there's a shutdown.
Yeah, great question, Eddie, and we appreciate it. You know what? I'll check that out. I'm not sure, but I think they are. I think indeed they are. And then I heard somebody saying, oh, Donald Trump got a raise. Donald Trump's not taking a salary. I mean, I think they're like, talk about derangement syndrome. And Eddie, you are right on the money. Anybody in Washington that is a representative should not get health and benefits, should not get any perks, should not get paid. You want a shutdown? And it should be law. It should be law. If you're going to call for a shutdown, you should not get a dime. And, you know, I don't know how much of those people that we need, how many of those government workers really do we need. But, you know, there are a lot of them that do have families and are waiting for, you know, they live check by check, paycheck by paycheck. If you're going to cause a shutdown, then you don't get paid. And I know for a fact you know that. And you know that, too. The president is not being paid. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Keith Abloh. Oh, you don't want to miss us getting into it with Keith Abloh. And then Jeannie Zano's going to join us this morning as well. 877-970-2999. Frankie Five Boroughs is in the house. Mm. Big Al Gattulo standing by right now with the headline news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 6:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Garden State is hoping to prevent a gridlock and snowstorms this winter. New Jersey Department of Transportation Assistant Commissioner Andrew Tunnard says the state will now issue winter weather congestion alerts and ask people to either leave work early or leave after rush hour. The DOT also says it will position tow trucks on Route 280 from Newark to West Orange. Traffic officials say they can't close roadways during a workday because the state would lose more than $250 million in economic activity. Mayor de Blasio says the theme of his sixth State of the City speech today will focus on overcoming income inequality. He's expected to talk about proposals he rolled out earlier this week, including offering health care to everyone and requiring companies to give workers 10 paid days off. Yesterday, the mayor said his speech will serve as a signal that more progressive policies are needed both locally and nationwide. The mayor will give his speech at the Symphony Space on the Upper West Side of Manhattan at 11 this morning. In sports, the Jets have their next head coach. Multiple reports say they are hiring recently fired Miami Dolphins head coach Adam Gase. The Nets trailed by 15 after the first quarter but soared past the Hawks for a 116-100 win. College hoops, Seton Hall slipped past Butler, 76 to 75. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist six times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The three-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with former New York Governor David Paterson about the state of jobs in New York in this encore broadcast. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. A lot going on. The shutdown continues down in Washington, D.C. The president walked out of the meeting. And, you know, I always say the president is one of the great showmen of all time. And I wonder if that was just a show to his base. You know, I'm getting out of here. I'm not dancing with, I'm not going to dance around with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I'm getting out of here. And walking out of the Oval Office, leaving them there. He will be down at the border today. The president will. Down in Texas, I believe. Right, Frankie Five Boroughs?
That is correct.
And he's doing an interview with Sean tonight down there. So he's really making this push. But, you know, I told you, I was tired of hearing about the wall. Oh, the wall. Everybody's talking about the wall. It's like there's so many. Let's help out everybody in the inner cities. Let's help out you and me so we're not overtaxed. Let's make this country better. Let's bring manufacturing back. You know, we go through all of these things. But when you think about the drug problem that comes across the southern border, and if one American is killed by an illegal alien, that, to me, is enough to build the wall. And also, if this heightens, this whole quote-unquote wall thing heightens an awareness of everybody coming in from all around different ports in the country to harm us, they come here to kill us, you know. There's a jihad upon us. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. And I'm glad that we have a president that's watching out for that. 877-970-2999. You give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking because where do we end up with this? I don't know. What's going to happen? Do you think the president, Frankie, down there is going to say it's an emergency situation and just to, you know, initiate the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall, which he can do with a defense spending money that he helped get for the military? I wonder if that's going to happen.
You know, I think if he was going to go that route, he probably would have done it in his primetime address. So I think that's probably not likely. And I think there's a lot of people in conservative circles that would have a problem with that degree of executive overreach as well. I mean, it would really be an unprecedented level of, you know, monarchical behavior by a president. I don't see it happening. But at the same time, I see no other way that the president gets out of this shutdown.
It's such a Trumpian move. Come on. Wouldn't that be great, though? I don't know. I'm one of those guys that go for it.
Trumpian in terms of bravado and style, but really, Trump, both as president and in his private sector business dealings, is very much a consensus builder. And people may be surprised to hear that because they're used to seeing the guy on The Apprentice say, you're fired, and everything.
You're absolutely right.
Trump is a guy that likes to work with people. On immigration, on health care, and on taxes, he said the same thing to all the congressional leaders. Whatever you come up with, I will sign. He did the same thing with Mexico and Canada on the USMCA.
Walk me through that, because the Republicans got, again, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face, the House, they got the Senate, they got the White House. And couldn't this have all of this been going on 2 years ago? 2 years ago? Couldn't Paul Ryan have helped out a little bit here? And they didn't. And on health care as well. I get so upset they could have done it then, and they did not do it. And why do they wait till this hour? Because it tells me that the Republicans don't really want immigration reform. They really don't want some kind of health care reform because they are owned. This is conjecture here on my part, that they're owned by the pharmaceuticals and the health care companies, that the president is a rogue guy that we elected to be down there and upset the apple cart down there in Washington, D.C., and they don't want that apple cart upset, Frankie Fiber.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, the thing you have to understand is that there are so many different factions within the Republican Party and so many different constituencies within the United States. I mean, what's good with respect to health care or immigration for Ted Cruz's constituents in Texas is not necessarily good for Susan Collins' constituents in Maine. They represent very different things. So it's like herding cats. I mean, so Mitch McConnell's got a tough job, too. I mean, we saw this on taxes. You know, what was good for Dan Donovan and Peter King's constituents, not necessarily what was good for, Trey Gowdy's constituents. You know, so there are so many different interests at play here. But the president's been very consistent. We'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see how we get out of this.
President Trump scheduled to visit McAllen, Texas today as he decides whether to declare a national emergency to fund the U.S.-Mexico border wall. That's at the center of the ongoing government shutdown, and we'll keep you posted on that. 6:40 right now, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Keith Ablow is the official psychiatrist, Dr. Ablow is, of the Joe Piscopo Show. We say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but this guy is one of the great psychiatric minds on the planet, and we are honored to have him on the show. Keith, welcome back. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
We're good. You know, Dr. Keith Ablow, official psychiatrist of the Piscopo Show and spokesperson for Brainwave Depression Treatment. And also, I love you, Keith. You're a friend. I appreciate it. Can I go to the base? Can I talk about something that we're bothered about here on the radio show, Keith? Do you mind if I can get some consultation? We can get some therapy, Keith.
Kind of psychiatrist would I be if I said you can't tell me what bothers you?
Not really. Go right
ahead.
No, you know me. I'm kind of a mess with relationships, Dr. Keith. And I've been married a couple times only, but it just hasn't worked out. I have beautiful children, and that's the end game, and I'm very happy about that. But I know...
So it worked out. It worked out. Okay, but go on.
Well, our news guy, Al, Big Al, who we love, he's grumpy, but we love him. Now, he's got a date. It's really a date. He's married, and he has a platonic friend who is married. They got together online. They started the text back and forth with hey. Now they're having dinner tonight, and away from the home, away from their husband, away from Al's wife. Is there a danger here, Dr. Ablow?
Well, tell me this: do we have a photo of the young woman?
We don't. We could. I'm sure we could conjure one up though.
Okay.
So, like, yeah.
Okay. So if there's any level of sexual or romantic possible attraction, and I'm not, listen, I'm going to get attacked here, right? But whatever Al's tastes are in that regard, I don't care, body habitus, whatever his tastes are, if we could plumb the depths of his soul and find out that, in fact, the woman does have some qualities, that he would say, yes, well, but for the fact that I'm married, sure, there'd be a chance, then this isn't platonic at all. Al?
Al, Wow.
I love it.
And Dr. Abloh, I've seen...
Al has an open marriage.
No, I do not have an open marriage.
I've seen this woman's photo.
You're about to, Al.
I know Al's tastes. I know Al's tastes, and this woman is squarely within Al's wheelhouse.
Oh, boy. Really? In the wheelhouse. Really? In the wheelhouse.
Any text that starts with hey.
Yeah, okay,
is a prelude to mischief.
Thank
really?
You. Thank
hey.
You.
Really?
I don't know what that is, Doc. It's so true. Hey, hey.
What about good morning? Hi.
No, good morning doesn't.
Yeah,
good
morning's okay.
So wait a second. So yeah, what is the acceptable term for a platonic relationship to start a conversation?
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
I'm wondering why you messaged me on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, Al, tell me, though, man. Yes. Like, okay, so look, we've all been married. I'm still married, right? You're still married.
Yes.
Well, for now.
Till tonight.
How many years? 644. How many years?
It'll be 19 years this year. Actually, next month.
Oh. See the pause? You see the pause?
So yes. Maybe this woman, I don't know, is there a different kind of energy that you feel as you text her? Of course, right?
No, I mean, just to catch up and find out how things are going. We don't keep in that close contact with one another. Look at Joe. I love Joe, the laughing in the background.
Does it remind you a little bit of the early days of the relationship with your wife? I mean, I'm not trying to cause trouble. I mean, I'm calling your wife next, but not that I'm trying to cause trouble.
No, it does not remind me of the early days of my wife. It reminds me of a time when, you know, I was a kid growing up. We've known each other since kindergarten and, you know, just a really good friendship. We've never had any type of romantic interlude.
Danger.
There's never been any
danger.
Type of anything.
Danger.
God, I can sell this as a special on 2020 or something. Or, you know, it's like men who meet their kindergarten sweethearts on Facebook. Dude,
it was over the blocks
you know
and
where
the dolls.
This is headed?
What's that? No, it's headed to dinner, and that's it.
By themselves.
Listen,
by themselves.
If it makes you happy, and if who are we to stand in the way?
Exactly.
I even advocated. Listen, you know, I
should
mean,
I be laying
you know,
down for this?
You should. Well, you advocated
you're
what?
You're gonna be laying down for it. And I'm not the therapist in that case.
Oh, my Lord. I tell you, it's a danger zone, Keith. But I only know because I've made every mistake, Keith, that you could make. You know, Dr. Rock knows. And by the grace of God, it all worked out. But, boy, oh, boy, it's a danger zone. It's a danger zone. And should you open yourself up to that? And we're suggesting that Al does not. So, Keith, are you around tomorrow to join us again? See what happens.
I'd love to join you guys again to talk with Al about this continuing drama, which reads like a mini-series already.
Oh, man.
Who are we to deny Al the dictates of his heart? Well, yeah. Or something.
Yeah. I said he should video it. Would that be great? Keith Abloh, Dr. Keith.
Why don't I come along?
Sure. Why not?
Said, you know, my psychiatrist.
Robinson's Ale House in Red Bank.
Breakfast broadcast. Yeah.
Keith, you are the best. Hey, Dr. Abloh, we will keep you posted with your permission, sir, because we appreciate.
Please do. Any friend of the show and you know, friend of yours too. I want to keep the man from harm's way, and I don't know. This may be something that has to happen. Do you want to have other kids, Al?
No, unlike Joe, I'm not interested in having other children. I have one, and I'm good with that.
Well, but if you did, what would you name the young boy?
None. None. That would be his name.
You'd name him None?
None, yeah.
That's terribly abusive. All right, well.
Keith Abloh with Piscopo of the Morning. Keith, before we let you go, thank you for letting us have some fun because we just have so having such fun with this. They will know tomorrow morning, you're listening, we'll be addressing this. Can we talk to you, Keith, seriously about the psychology of the government shutdown? What does it say about the psyche of political leaders and they're not able to work out a compromise, Dr. Keith?
Well, look, I think that we're at the diamond edge here of people's very, very, very deep feelings, right, and philosophies. There's no apology needed. These people are basically dramatizing the fact that we're at a crossroads. One leader, the president, thinks the country has merit and it should continue as a country and it needs borders to be a country. The other side, heartfelt, believes, I think, that we need not have a country, that the world is one nation, that borders are meaningless, that there's nothing special about America particularly, and that that's arrogant. And so we're at a crossroads. We're at a crisis of the soul. It's exactly as the president described it. And we are going to choose. And if we dissolve, it will be at our own hands.
Yeah, great. Well said. Keith Abel, before we let you go, Keith, I want to ask you, if I can, about Kevin Spacey. We see these new allegations involving Mr. Spacey. His response to the allegations was to do a video as his fictional character from House of Cards, Frank Underwood. Have you ever seen anything like that before, Keith?
No, I haven't, but it's very interesting. I mean, yeah. I don't know if there was a legal reason to do it as another character say, well, I didn't actually, you know, hard to say. And no pun intended, but, you know, but I think, you know, I'll tell you, I find it completely reprehensible when people cross the line and hurt other people. I also think we're in a crazy time where allegations from many, many years ago are raised on TV specials, on this, on that, about every manner of man out there. And then the women who are accusers are then said to be perpetrators, all of which was never reported to the police without any evidence really to speak of. And that just, to me, like, I feel for victims, but man, not at the cost of our judicial system. Wasn't the whole system built on the fact that, look, we feel very badly for you if it happened, but you got to prove it.
I know. But Keith, so is there a 911 number that you have that we could call after Al has his date tonight, just in case something goes wrong? Can we call you on the
9-A-L. 9-A-L.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
24/7 for Al.
All right.
I am available in person by phone, by Skype, on Facebook.
Oh, man. I wish so. If someone's going down there to Red Bank and you see Al, please do the cell phone and video the whole thing, because we need
and
the
I
evidence.
I hope I'm the godfather of none, his little boy. I think I earned it.
You did. Dr. Keith, you're the best.
I called it.
You're in.
We love you. We love you, Dr. Abloh. Thank you so much, sir. And we'll talk to you
all
soon,
right,
Keith. See you when you come to
Good
New
luck,
York.
Good luck, Al.
Keith Abloh, great guy, the official psychiatrist of the Piscopo Show and the spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment, which Al will need.
Godfather to none.
And Godfather to none. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. 6:50.
Debbie.
My Lord.
Nuncatulo on the way.
How do you spell that?
N O.
You're a nun. N U N. N U N. N U N. Oh my goodness gracious!
Here's a gal. Immaculate Conception. That's for sure.
And then, you know, Debbie, you would have been. I could see you being a nun. Being a nun, because you're so your faith is so strong. Maybe not. Yeah. Wait, the laugh was
I wish I was that good. I wish I was that good. Believe me.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I try to do good, but no.
You always do good, Deb.
I am not like those wonderful women. Nuns are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Debbie Duhaime, looking out for you on the road. 6:51 on AM 970. The Answer. How we doing, Deb?
Let's see what's happening out here. Joe, over on the southbound side of the Van Wyck, you're slowing down right into the Belt Parkway. It's an accident blocking two lanes. And let's go out to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road, a collision over there as well. It's pretty busy, Joe, on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up toward the Prospect, and then eastbound BQE, bumper to bumper at Cadman Plaza. Accident involving a tractor trailer. Deegan southbound, that's pretty tough, getting down toward the Cross Bronx with an accident. And it's busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens with a stalled truck there. Inbound GWB up to 40, Lincoln 15, Holland about 20 to 25 minutes getting into town. Traffic slowing down Newark Bay Extension East at 14C, a disabled vehicle in the way. And still seeing slowdowns on 287 East out by exit 11 into Portchester with an overturned truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by James C. Robbins. Did you know that a Virginia school district is considering banning To Kill a Mockingbird because of complaints about racial slurs? In Erasing America, Robbins visits towns like these where the struggle over America's history is taking place and investigates the cultural effects of the pressure to erase our history. Enter to win a copy of Erasing America by James C. Robbins at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer forecast.
Blustery and cold today. Clouds and a couple of flurries, then some sunshine, high 37. Patchy clouds, breezy and cold tonight, low 22. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 33. Saturday, cold, some sun fading again, increasing cloudiness, high 32. A little snow is possible Saturday night into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy Sunday, high 32. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 654. Do you want a gift suggestion? How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep, night after night, year after year? Mike Lindell is the man. He is the CEO of MyPillow. He invented MyPillow. Yeah, great, great man. He's gone through so much in his life, but he's such a giving individual, Mike Lindell is. So for you, kind enough to listen to Piscopo on the radio, Mike is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. You're going to love a MyPillow. Everybody has a MyPillow. I sleep on a MyPillow. Matter of fact, I have the Go Anywhere pillow in the couch in the office, which when I grab a quick nap or something, you know, in the middle of a crazy day, and that MyPillow, that little travel pillow is great. Now you can get Mike's 4-pack offer. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, two Go Anywhere pillows, along with free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, baby. I found you on Facebook, baby. Remember me, Al Gatula, when we were kids in kindergarten? Oh, baby, you look so good. Oh, you look so good, baby.
Do you still like finger painting?
Remember when you dipped your finger in the green and I wanted the yellow?
Right before I nap, I used to look over at you, baby. In kindergarten. I used to dream about you in kindergarten, baby.
Remember when you hit me with that brick?
Yeah. I remember. I had such a crush on the first grade. I remember Geraldine Parker. You remember the name, right? And I was in first grade. And I had a crush on Geraldine Parker, I remember.
My first girlfriend was in the first grade.
Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Carol Confessori. We used to color books together.
Where did you go? To Red Bank for a beer?
Back then. We colored books together.
Red Bank for a root beer.
But you colored books together. How
we
great
had
is
a sarsaparilla?
That? Huh?
Yeah, we had a sarsaparilla.
So we'll find.
We have to have some of our listeners. Maybe Ralph in Red Bank can keep an eye.
Because he keeps a low profile.
Oh, he's down there. We're connected. You go to Garmani's is down there. Red Bank is so jumping now.
This is going to be great. I'm going to walk into this restaurant tonight. There's going to be like eight people spying over booths and stuff with cameras.
Yeah. Oh man, it's creepy. It's gonna be creepy. It is.
John Vito can sing to you guys.
That's a good idea. Yes. John Vito should go down and serenade you.
No, this is great.
Tom from the Bronx could help you down there.
I'd pay for Tom's dinner. I love Tom. I love that he could sit in.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, and we're going to get into it in a big way with Dr. Jeannie Zeno in the next hour about politics, what's happening with the shutdown. What's the end game? Jeannie will know. Jeannie has a remarkable political instinct. She is a senior advisor to the consulting firm Applied Techonomics, and she is the professor of political science at Iona College. We love Jeannie because I can't get acquainted. I said there would be no shutdown. I thought the president was going to make a deal, and boy, the far right said, "Mr. President, you can't do it," and he stuck with his base. The president, quote unquote, did not cave. Where does this end up in Washington, D.C.? 877-970-2999. Frank and Alan, Debbie and Joe on the radio. We are AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Furloughed federal workers in New York and New Jersey taking part in nationwide protests against the government shutdown. Now in its 20th day, workers will be rallying outside Environmental Protection Agency offices in Lower Manhattan and in Edison, New Jersey later this morning. There'll also be a demonstration at a Staten Island job center. Around 800,000 federal employees are either working without pay or are furloughed. Two commercial fishermen from the Jersey Shore dead after their boat capsized off the coast of Oregon. Officials say 48-year-old James Lacey of South Combs River, 50-year-old Stephen Biernacki of Barnegat were aboard the Mary B. 2 when it capsized Tuesday night. Coast Guard rescuers found Lacey in the Pacific Ocean while Biernacki was later found near the boat after it ran aground. Another crew member from Oregon was also killed. In sports, Nets beat the Hawks 116-100.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.